We're starting now a very fascinating maisa with Isha Shunamis. Elisha, first he stops by the Isha Shunamis. She gives him to eat. Pasuk says, Vayi ayoyim vayavar Elisha el Shunam. Vishom isha gidoilo vatachzik lecho lechem vatachzik by lecho lechem vayimidei ovo yosu shom lecho lechem. A couple of interesting things here. Number one, the Navi says that the woman asked him to eat vatachzik by lecho lechem, and the pasuk says vatachzik by lecho lechem, and he went. He took the food. So a couple of things we see here. Number one, we see that even though we know that the tzaddikim tend not to want to take, like Shmuel Hanavi, like Yeshua ben Nun said, they don't take. Episode over here, Elisha took. Not only he took, he kept on coming back to this lady. As I state, says in the pasuk that vayhimi day ovro yosu shom alech olach, and so the lady herself said hine yishalei kim oivro leinu tamid. So there's a famous gemara in brachas, and the gemara says haroitzalei hanois yehenek elisha vahoitzalei shaloi lehanois al yehenek ishmu. That's the gemara, famous gemara in brachas. The gemara in brachas basically learns from here. If a person wants to take, they could take. It sounds like it's up to you. You want to take, take. You don't want to take, don't take. Avada, that can't be the pshat. Not only that, I have a big kasha on that posha pshat of learning. If you learn the Gemara simply, that the Gemara is saying, Aroitz to learn this Yehenna, Aroitz to Shalom learn this Al Yehenna. So I have a very big kasha. My kasha is, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, we had the sugi last year, that an Adam Choshev could be Mekadosh with Kiddushin, right? Adam Choshev could go to a woman, he could accept a gift from her, and the Kiddushin work. You remember the sugi, Yeshua? Of course you remember the sugi. Why? Because since Adam Choshev doesn't normally take gifts, so she is benefiting by him taking a gift. It's Kielu, he gave her something. If you remember, we spent a lot of time in that sugi, Adam Choshev. Why it's not a problem of kikach v'loy kisikach. She's giving you also. Why it's not a problem. We went through this. A very difficult sugi. That's what Gemara says. That Adam Choshev, there's a medrash plea in the beginning of Parshas Truma. It says, Dabal b'nei Yisrael v'ikhuli Truma, mikan, she Adam Choshev, she kibil matonim mekudeshes. What's pshat in the medrash plea? It's simple. The Mefarshim ask, why does it say v'yikhuli truma? Hashem says they should take. It should say v'yitnuli truma. Because we give truma, we don't take truma. The Teretz says, by the Eibishter accepting our gift, it's kilu we took from him. Mikan, shemekadosh, bodom choshev, the Kiddushin work. It's shot in the medrash. But l'maisa, see, what we see clearly from the sugi is that an Adam Choshev doesn't accept gifts. So how could the Gemara say in Brachas, Horoitzeli Hanis Yehenna Vishaloila Hanis Al Yehenna? Sounds like it's up to you. You want to accept, accept. You don't want to accept, don't accept. It's up to you. It's up to you. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Klor that an Adam Choshev is not Makabel Matonis, period. Doesn't accept gifts. If it's true that Elisha was able to accept gifts, a person as choshev as Elisha, so how could be later in the time of the Amihoyim that if somebody accepted a gift, it was so uncommon that the Kiddushin work? So that proves that that's not pshat in the Gemara. You have to know what is pshat in the Gemara. But that's not pshat in the Gemara. So you have to know what is pshat in the Gemara. That's number two. Number three, the Gemara brings down a shayla of mesalvin legozel. The Gemara says that there's a rule, ein mesalvin legozel, which basically means that if an adam choshev asks you to do something, you don't say no. Normally, you're supposed to run away from kavod. Somebody asks you to daven for the omid, you're supposed to say, no, it's okay. You're not supposed to jump up for the omid. Somebody says, daven, you should say, nah. And then if they pressure you, you're supposed to go up. So the Gemara says that the halacha is that ein mesalvin legozel. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Maishno de Gabi Avrom, when Avram came to the Malachim, he told him to eat by him. What did Malachim answer? Kein tase kasha dibauta. The Malachim said, yeah, we're coming. Right? When by Lloyd state, by Yiftzar bom, Lloyd had to pressure them. Right? They didn't just go to Lloyd. Lloyd had to pressure them. Then they went in. So the Gemara says, from here you see, ein misarvin legot. Says the Gemara, mabalezim ikan misarvin lekotin vein misarvin legot. That's the Gemara. And now, the Gemara brings down that by light they did. And then the Gemara gives another pshat. So the Chayra, by the Isha Shunamis, why wasn't he Misarev? Mashma, he wasn't Misarev. She asked, he came. Why? It doesn't say Vayiftsar. Patiftzar boy, it doesn't say that she had to pressure you. Gave him food, he took it. So some want to bring a raya from here that the Isha Gedoyla, that's why it says she was an Isha Gedoyla. Because if she wasn't an Isha Gedoyla, he would have said no. Because she was an Isha Gedoyla, he accepted right away. Most Nashim don't like to be called an Isha Gedoyla. Today, if you tell an Isha she's a Gedoyla, they don't like it. A guy likes to be a gadol. An isha doesn't like to be isha gadol. So God of the Yalkut Shemoni also asks, why is it called an isha gadol? Why is she called an isha gadol? So some want to learn that's coming to bring out this point that because she was a gadola, so Elisha accepted. I'm going to tell you another mahalach, another pshat. It says, Vayhimi de Avroi, whenever Elisha passed there, he would stop by and go to her. So Chazal say, "Minayin lo adam shelo yeshana me'achsan yeshaloi." How do we know that a person should always go back to the same place? And the Gemara learns it out minatoyra from Avram Avinu, because you know when Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he went to the same hotels on his way back. The way he went, he went to the same place, the same inns. Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina om avayelach l'masov. Now. Some learn from Elisha. Some learn it from Elisha in the Medrash. So that many of the Achronim ask, we don't find that this lady charged Elisha to stay by him. Adarab. The Gemara says, God lachnas azorchen. She was zeichet at Tchias HaMeisim because she helped out Elisha. She was zeichet her son at Tchias HaMeisim. So if that's the case, why would Chazal say, Al Yishana Adam Me'achsan Yishaloi? Has anything to do with Elisha. By Avram Avinu, we understand. Avram gave business to the hotel. There's an inyan that you should give the business to the same hotel you did last time. Don't switch the people you give business to. Makes sense. But here, she was doing him a favor. What shaychus does that have to do with the din of Al Yishana Odo Me'achsan Yishaloi? That a person shouldn't change the place that he stays. What's the shaychus? Pella, Mamisha Pella. Some actually even learn hotel is achnos hazoch. Pashto's hotel is not achnos hazoch. Hotel is a hotel. It's a business. The Marsham says a chiddush. The Marsham has a tshuva. How are you allowed to charge if you have a hotel? How are you allowed to charge for Shabbos? Why isn't it tzchar Shabbos? So some of the achronim say that since the people come to the hotel before Shabbos and they stay after Shabbos, so it's pavlo. You're not paying just for Shabbos. You're paying for the weekend, from Friday to Motzei Shabbos or Sunday. That's one etzah. I spoke about the shaila because in Williamsburg, years and years ago, in the Satna Beis Medrash, A lot of chassidim wanted to come for the Yom HaMiroyim. And sometimes a guy would sell his seat. He has a seat in Beis Medrash. He would sell his seat to another chassid to be able to come. And the shaila was, is it a problem of Schar Shabbos for Yom? You're allowed to charge for that. So the Maharsham says an interesting thing. He says that since the hotel are taking people in, atachnos is ochim. Memela, it's called Schar Mitzvah. So Schar Mitzvah on Shabbos you're allowed to take. The Maharsham. That's a big chiddush. Pasha pshat is a hotel is a hotel. It's a business. It's a business. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. And a business is a business. Two different things. That's the pasha. So the ma'aseh question is, why would it say that Elisha wasn't mishana from his achsanya? She was doing him the favor. So if she's doing him the favor, why is there an inyan to keep on going back to the same place? What does one thing have to do with the other? So I'll tell you a machshove. A pshat in this, and it really explains the whole inyan. Because the Yalkut Shemayni says, why was the Isha Shunamis called the Isha Gedela? The Yalkut Shemayni asked for a question, why was she called the Isha Gedela? And the Yalkut Shemayni says that the reason why she was called an Isha Gedela is because she did Gemilus Chasod. As I state in Yalkut Shemayni. So somebody who does Chasod is called a God. I'm sure many of you remember, I once said that's pshat about Mitzvah Bacha. Tevel, you ever thought about it? Every bar mitzvah bacha, what's he called? But I'm saying he goes from being a cotton to a godel. Why is he a godel? He's 13. He's a godel. He's a mufugar. He's a godel. By every bris we say, Zeh cotton godel here. The guy turned 13, he's still a baby. Still a baby. He's only 13. You remember your bar mitzvah? You think you were so big then? Godel, Zeh, every cotton. The day he turns 13 is a godel. Call him a vugar. You can even call him a vugar. Call him chayiv. Bar mitzvah makes sense. He's chayiv in mitzvahs. Why godel? Rabbi say pshat is poshet, according to this medrash, Yalkut Shemayni. A godel is somebody who gives others. That's a godel. A godel is somebody who gives to other people is a godel. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, I'm sure the whole world remembers the Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav? That a person shouldn't give a lulav to a cotton on Yom Tov Rishon Sukkos. Why not? Because he can only accept, he can't give it back to you. So a cotton can only what? Be a receiver. That's why he's a cotton. But the day he turns 13, he could be makna to other people. He's a godel. Because a godel is somebody you could give. If you look in the Torah, you'll see, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Yalecho. Chesed is godless. That's what godless is. Zeh Kotten Godel here. So the Medrash says that's why this woman was called the Isha Gedola, because she did Gemilus Chesed. Okay, very nice. Gemilus Chesed. My Shaila to you is, many people did Chesed in Tanakh. She's the first lady that did Chesed? Why does she get the title Isha Gedol? Tak Avraham Avinu is called the Adam Gadol. Why is this woman? A lot of people did Achnas Usoch. Why is she different? She's up is called Isha Gedol. The Gemara says because she did Parnasa, she was Eichet Chis Hamesim. Obviously, her Chesed was something special. Why? So I'll tell you a simple vote. I was just telling this to Rabbi Stefanski this morning. This Yisoyt. The Gemara says in Soyta that when there's an Egla Rufa, when you find a dead body and you have to bring an Egla Rufa, so the halacha is that the Zkenim have to make a proclamation. And what do they say? They say, Yodeinu lo yishofchos adam hazeh. We didn't spill this blood. Our hands are clean. In fact, the Gemara in Soyta, v'chisal al daitcho, do you think that Sal al Daitra, would you think that the Skenim are murderers? That the Skenim have to say? The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It means, Loi patronu beloi levaya. We didn't let this person leave without accompanying. You know, when you have a guest, there's a mitzvah to walk him out. From here, the Gemara says, that if you have a guest and you don't walk him out, you're like a murderer. You have a guest, you don't walk him out, you're like a murderer. You take a guest into your house, you give him a guest suite, you give him a king-size bed, king-size water bed, jacuzzi, multi-jet shower, his own fridge with diet and regular Coke, depending on what he wants, with ice cubes. Habishal schnapps if it's a yeshiva bocher. I mean, asach schnapps if it's a yeshiva bocher. Grada, you didn't walk him out. Shoifich domen. You called him murderer because you didn't walk him out? Pella. No? Pella. One other kasha which Dr. Don remembers with Kalba Savur. The Gemara says in Gittin, why was, as soon as I say it, you're going to, why was he called, like, dog, why was he called Kalba Savur? You see, I knew Dr. Don would remember. Why is it called Kalba Savur? Why is Kalba Savur called Kalba? One of the benefactors of the generation, what was his name? Rabbi Kiva Shver, what was his name? Kalba Savur. You know what Kalba Savur means? Kalba means a dog. And Savua means full. So the Gemara says, you know where he got that name from? Anybody came into his house as hungry as a dog, Yoitzi Saveya, went out full. So Yitzi, what are you tying it? That's now his name. Full dog. How would you like to get a name like that? Imagine you go to a yeshiva dinner and they honor the guest of honor, right? They have a big plaque for him. You know what it's called? The Fat Dog Award. Meshugin Kaparain with a picture of Snoopy on it. Meshugin Kaparain. You guys don't even know what Snoopy is. Snoopy is from the My Girls of the Yankees. The Amolika Dogs from Amolika Titan. Yeah? Pelanifla. So Chazal is telling us that what? We call Kalba Savur a full dog because he made people call him a Baal Chesed, call him a Baal Stalker, full dog. First of all, who calls human beings dogs? That's normal. What is that? Clear. Greenwald. He had a problem. The Pelanifla. The Pshat Rabbeisai is very simple. Very, very simple. When a person does chesed, there's two ways to do chesed. The Gemara Paskins, the highest level stalker. What's the highest level stalker? The highest level stalker is somebody who gives another Jew parnasa. Yeah, if you know a poor person, let's say, and you get them a job, the emes, you're doing much less. Else you, right? Let's say I know a poor man, okay? He needs $200,000 a year to live. He's an older man. He doesn't have a penny to his name. He has a big family. He has 10 kids. He needs $200,000 just to pay his bills. Right? So I have two choices. Either I could write him out every year a $200,000 check. That's pretty good. No? Every year, $200,000. That's a lot of stalking. Yeah? Every 5 years, I'm giving this guy $1 million. That's pretty good. Total stranger. Yeah, devil, I'm giving him $200,000 a year. Pretty good. That's one scenario. I'll give you another scenario. I know the same guy. I rather need, by me and my business, I need a computer programmer. I need a computer programmer. I'm ready to pay $120,000. Computer programmer. He says, I go to the guy, I say, listen, I'm ready to pay $120,000 anyway. I'm ready to give it to John Christopher James. I might as well give it to Yid. You know how to program. You got the job. He says, I need another 80 grand. So I say, you know what? In the company, I also need a controller. I need somebody to take care of the books. If you stay extra hours, you work. I'll give you another 80 grand. Take care of my books. So now I'm giving the guy $200,000 a year. He's doing for me. He's running my computer department. He's running my accounting department. It's the same money I would have given to Tashegetz. Zok to Gimare. The second one is bigger stalker than the first. I don't understand. The first guy, from the generosity of his heart, he's writing out $200,000 a year for nothing. Just to give the other Jew, he should be able to live. Why is the second guy doing better? Tevel doesn't bother you. But that's what Chazal tell us. Shua, you hear the problem? Marafi Sigre. Rabbi Sai Pshat is simple. Because the biggest thing you could give to a person is their honor, is their dignity. So long that the other person is a schnorrer, you're not giving them their dignity. When you give a person parnasseh, you're giving him dignity. Now he comes to shul, he's not a schnorrer. He's a computer guy, he's a controller, he's a ma'abar avashi. So the second guy, even though it cost him nothing, he has to pay anyway. But he gave another Jew his dignity. The other guy is writing out $200,000 a year. He didn't give the guy dignity. The guy's still a schnorrer. He's still a schnorrer. Rabbeisai, that's pshat in the Gemara. Accompanying a guest. What does accompanying a guest mean? Simple pshat. If you know a Jew, he needs a place to stay. So you take him into your house. Say, yeah, I have a special guest room for people that don't have where to sleep. Big, huge, a whole wing of my house. Everything you got, whatever you want over there. Okay? Food. Comfortable beds. Sitting areas, office areas, computers, whatever you need. We treat our guests like $1 million. Okay? But the guy is still a schnorrer. He's snoring your waterbed. So good he's floating on the bed. He's a schnorrer floating. A flowing schnorrer is for a schnorrer. He's floating. He's a schnorrer. When he leaves your home, what does he feel like? A schnorrer. Grab a schnorrer that was treated very nicely. But a schnorrer. Now if a criminal meets him in the street, he's not stronger than he was yesterday. He still feels like a schnorrer. But when you accompany the guest out, what are you showing him? I wasn't doing for you. I want to spend time with you. I wanted to have you by me. When you left, I kept on walking you out. I didn't want you to leave. So now you made him a schnorrer. Now you made him a stronger person. Memel, if the guy died in the woods somewhere, somebody killed him, it could be because you didn't walk him out. If you would have walked him out, you would have strengthened who he was. Kilu shefich domim. That's the pshat in the Gemara and Soite. Kilu shefich domim. Rabbi Isai, that's the reason why Levi is Godol Mikulam. Godol Schar Levi Mischar Kulam. The same thing I'm telling you in Hilchas Stok. Same thing. The Novi Yeshaya says, we used to learn Yeshaya. That was part of the cycle, Novi Shir. But then the Rabbeim said, it's too complicated, whatever, so we do Novi Mishen. But those that were around from those days, I gave Shirin Yeshaya Novi. In Kapitel Nun Aleph, Yeshaya Novi says, this is the Lashon of Yeshaya Novi. V'nefesh kelev az lois is be'ena. A dog is like stubborn, it doesn't get full. Why does a dog not get full? There's a lot of explanations. One of the pshatim is because a dog comes onto people for food. Dogs used to be domesticated. They came to people for food. So even though the dog got fed, but he's a schnorrer. He's not really getting full. He's getting full physically. Kalba Savua took a person who came in as a dog and he made him feel like a person. That's why he's called Kalba Savua. He made him feel like a person. He made him feel like a gavra. He made a person who was a dog, ice dog. That's the godless of Kalba Savua. What was the Isha Gedoyla? The Isha Gedoyla made Elisha feel that she has a schus to have him. Not that she's doing him a favor. She made an addition for Elisha. She made a separate room for Elisha. People make a room for themselves. They make a room for a parent. They don't make a room for a guest. I never met a person yet that they had somebody they knew in the street that could use an extra room, and they built a room onto their house for a stranger. But this lady did that. So this lady, she made the guest feel that she's doing him a favor. Oy bazoi! That's called an isha gedol. That's a whole new level of chesed. It's not what she did. A lot of people do. She made the person not feel like they're coming on to him. And that's why she's called Isha Gedela. Memela, Elisha had a chiyuv to keep on going back to her. Just like if I give you business, I have a mitzvah to keep on going back to do you the favor. Elisha had an obligation. Because she viewed it as a chesed for her, Elisha had an obligation to keep on going back to her, just like you go back to Yachsanya. So everything is answered with this. I just end off, I'll tell you one quick maisa. Gives you a picture of what used to be in Europe. Somebody told me, a European shahid, that there was a story in a shtot, not far from Vilna, where an almana took somebody to Bezdin, to Din Torah. And they had no idea what they did, that they were neighbors. This guy moved into a neighborhood, he lived next to almana. He's there for 6-7 months. She takes him to Din Torah. He felt very bad, almana. He didn't know what he did. What could have he done to make the almana take him to Din Torah? He comes to Bezdin, listen what she took him to Din Torah. She said that after her husband died, he left her a Yerusha. He left her an inheritance. But she didn't need the money. She had extra money. So she decided, she put that money into a Karen, and she used that money for guests. People that were in the street, in Europe it was common. She would invite guests to the house, for Shabbos, for this. This guy moved into town, and he started inviting guests. A lot of the people that she used to take into her house were going down to him. She took him to Din Torah, he's taking away her mitzvah. Could you imagine? Imagine today such a Din Torah. She took him to Din Torah, that he's taking away her mitzvah. He's taking away Achnas Azoch. Imagine? Is that something, Maritz? Could you imagine? You don't have to tell you another mice. I cannot tell you this other mice. A mice with the Brisker Rov. The Brisker Rov had a Talmud. The Talmud of the Brisker Rov lived in Brisk. His mother lived in Kfel. That was a Litvish city. Okay? The son wanted that his older mother, who's an almana, should move to where he lives, to Kfel, to Tabrisk. So, he kept on begging her to move. She refused to move. Finally, he went to his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav. He said, Rebbe, I live here, my family lives here, but I have an old mother. I want to take care of my mother. I want to help her. And she refuses to move. I want her to move here, to Brisk. So the Brisker Rav asked him, is your mother coming for a visit in the next couple of months to Brisk? He said, yes. Next Yom Tov, she's coming to Brisk. He said, you know what? Bring her in. I have an Eitzah. I'll get her to move to Brisk. Okay. The guy brings his mother to the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav sits down with the mother. First he tells her, you know, your son, he wants you to move here. He wants it. She said, B'shem Oifen, I don't want to move. I want to stay in Kvel. The Brisker Rav starts asking, do you have children in Kvel? No. Do you have siblings in Kvel? No. Do you have a big comfortable apartment? No, I rent a little dinky nothing. So what do you have in Kvel? What? So I don't want to move. He says, okay, listen, let me tell you something. The Torah gives a mitzvah of Arichas Yomim to Kibbut Avim. Do you want your son to live long? Which mother will say no? Of course. He said, if you move here to Brisk, your son will be able to Makayim keep it off for aim. So don't you do it for that reason, for your son. Don't do it for you. Do it for him. So the lady looks at the Brisker up. She says, listen, Rebbe, I'll do whatever you pass and I should do. But let me just tell you one last story you should understand why I want to stay where I am. I said, okay, go for it. She said, my husband and I never had a lot of money. We had very little money. And every year, Sukkos, my husband had a dream. He should have his own lulav and esrog. But we were never able to afford it. So my husband would go to shul and take the esrog and shul with everybody else. Like a, you know, they used to have like a communal esrog. And shake it. But we had a dream. One day we're going to have our own esrog and lulav. So she said, for years, we started putting away money to buy a lulav and esrog. Our own. Today we take it for granted, right? Everybody has their own lulav and esrog. The chinuch, the little kid has a lulav and esrog. I have by me and shul, a three-year-old walking in like that, you know. No idea what they're doing. They're walking with lulav and esrog, right? So she said, finally we saved up enough money that we thought we can buy a lulav and esrog. And we went to the town that where they sold lulav and esrog. She says, we got to the town. My husband found the exact esrog and lulav, beautiful, what he wanted to buy. We go to pay for it. We're still 50 rubles short. Couldn't believe it. After all the years of putting away money, he says, so she said, my husband and I sat down on the stoop in front of the esrog store and just started crying. You imagine? Imagine a couple crying because they can't have a lulav and esrog. Anyway, in the middle, my husband says, oh, I have an idea. Then he goes, no, forget it. So she said, what's your idea? He said, no. She said, no, you have to tell me what your idea was. He said, I have an idea, but I can't do it to you. My idea is, we do have one more possession, and that's our apartment. They owned an apartment in Kvil. Nice apartment. He says, if we sell that apartment, we could buy the lulav and esrog and we'll have change. We'll be divorced. He said, but I can't do it to you. My job is to give you a place to live. Can't do it. The lady insisted. They went back to Kvel. They sold their apartment. They took the money. They went, they bought the lulav and esrog. And then she tells the Brisker of, 3-4 years ago, my husband passed away. Now she's an old lady alone. She says, I have nothing now. I have no money. I'm an almona. I don't have an apartment. I mean, I live in a dinky rented out place. She says, so how do I get Hanoah? How do I get Chizuk every day? Listen to this. She said, every day I go for a walk and I pass by that apartment where we used to live. And I remind myself that we sold that in order to buy an esrog. And that gives me such hanoah. That gives me such joy. That we were able to sell the apartment to get a lulav and esrog. That's why I want to stay in Kvel. The Brisker said you could stay. You won. That's what you call... So if it happened to us, first of all, we never do such a thing. If it happened to us, we never want to live in the same city where our apartment was. We couldn't deal with the pain. I had a friend, just to give you the opposite end of the spectrum, I had a friend that had a car. And he did a very nice thing. He had a very nice car. Beautiful car. And his parents stopped paying tuition. They couldn't afford to pay tuition anymore. He was already an older boy. He was already a chassan age, 22, 23 years old. He didn't know what to do. He wanted to keep on learning. So he did a very nice thing. He sold his car to get another year of learning into yeshiva. He sold his car. He took the money, paid tuition. He's learned for another year. I was misspoiled. But he left the yeshiva that he was learning in. He went to a different yeshiva, different town. He said, I can't pass the parking lot and see my car. Gets me too. That's more normal. And he was a very good guy. That's normal. This lady, she got pleasure from seeing the apartment she saw. That was the Isha Gedoyla. The Isha Gedoyla was she did chesed in such a way she made the person who was getting the chesed feeling like he was giving her. Okay, stop here. Wow.